Now, I'm joined in the studio by Elizabeth and by Larry, and on the phone by Michelle. Just check, Michelle, you can hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, Michelle, and we have Larry and Elizabeth here in the studio. Maybe I'll start with you, Michelle. Can you just tell me, first of all, tell me just the basic details about the creche here, exactly where it is, what creche we're talking about today, and just an overview of what the issue is.
The creche is based in the Darndale Bellcamp Village Centre in Dublin 17, and it's a community-run creche that facilitates people in the community of Dublin 17, and especially in Darndale Bellcamp Mofew areas. It's a subsidised creche, so it means that families that are low-paid and single-parent families, people trying to get back into employment, can use the facilities at a reasonable rate, you know. I have my children attending there the past 12 years since the creche opened. They started there when they were 6 months old, when I went back to work. And on Monday of this week, we received a letter to say that the creche is in critical financial difficulty and that it could face closure within 30 days if they can't get funding. So
okay.
I have a child there now, Abby, she's four. She's attending creche there now while I work. She starts from 8:30. Till 1 o'clock, so I have to try and find a place for her now somewhere else.
Okay.
In the next 30 days if the creche closes,
and
you know.
And where is this funding coming from, or where do you think you might get the funding from?
Well, I was speaking to the manager, Telda, and she said that it's partially funded, I think, by Pubble, I'm not too sure, and they get private voluntary contributions as well, and also fundraising as well.
Okay.
So that's basically what I know.
Okay. And maybe Larry, I'll come to you.
Larry, yeah.
Larry, just from your point of view, what's at stake here?
Yeah, okay. First of all, hello Michelle.
Hi, Larry.
The funding, as Michelle said, it comes from parents' contributions, which is a major source of funding, fundraising. They're short, I think, of about... I had a couple of meetings with Keldon, the manager. We're talking about a figure here, a meagre figure in the great scale of things, of 200,000. 200,000, if it's not provided, will close down the facility. And also, there's 80-100 jobs. I think it's certainly the biggest childminded service in Ireland, if not in Europe. So it'll have a major impact on the community. Jobs, obviously the childminding, and then people who probably would have to give up work. So it's going to have a knock-on effect of maybe hundreds of jobs. If this, as I said, it's a small amount of money in the great scale of things. And I would, at this stage, and I have some of my TD colleagues working on this inside in Leinster House and contacting the new minister for children, Mr. Flanagan. I think this should be one of his first priorities, is to make the funding available for this great facility.
Okay, and that 200,000 that you're talking about, is that, would that funded for a year, or what sort of length of time would that funded for?
It's funded till the end of the year.
Till the end of this year, Elizabeth or Michelle. Yeah. Okay. I'll just come to Elizabeth for a minute. Elizabeth, you had some children go through the creche as well over the previous years.
I did indeed. I had a son in the creche. Now, the creche to me on a personal scale was a lifeline. If I didn't have the facility of the creche, I wouldn't have been able to go to college to move on and gain employment. So I do realise for a lot of families it is a major, major issue. And I do think the Minister of Children needs to step up, not only for our community, but for other employees that employ the parents of these children, the employees of the creche. It's just a massive blow if this was to close down.
Okay. And Larry, remind us again, this is not a commercial entity.
No.
You know, it's a publicly funded entity.
It's publicly funded, but self-financing as well, through, as I said, the parents' contributions.
Right.
Major fundraising, you know, they work very hard. The parents, the workers and the management have worked very hard in fundraising themselves through, you know, the usual kind of things. But look, it's vital. It's vital that it's kept there because it's not a small creche.
Yeah. What sort of numbers of children are we talking about, approximately?
I think you're talking about 150 children.
There's 265 children.
And Michelle.
Well, yeah, done, Michelle.
265, yeah.
The old adage, you know, should I ask the man in charge or the woman who knows, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
There's 265 people, children in the creche, and they employ around, I think, 96 people. Mm-hmm. And 45 of them are co-workers that have been there since the creche was opened.
Right.
So...
Okay, so there's a lot at stake here, as you said. There's the children who need to be looked after. There's obviously the people who work in the creche as well. And then you have the knock-on effect for people like Elizabeth who maybe went to college or go to work and need the child minding service to help them to just really get on with their daily lives. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because, as Elizabeth said there, there is a knock-on effect and, you'll have 45 people that will be made redundant. Probably the remainder of those other employees are community employment schemes, so they'll probably have to be relocated. But the knock-on effect of the 265 parents of the children that are there will either have to give up work and go on the live register again because they can't find any suitable childcare facilities. And at this stage, the childcare facilities around the area are fully booked out. There's no places left. I've tried looking for somewhere for Abby, and Doris Bwee across in Coolock there has a waiting list of nearly a year to get your child into it, and it's the same in nearly all the creches around the Dublin 17 area. So really we're at a loop and we don't know where to go from here, you know.
Okay. Well, look, I think we've given it a good airing. We've given it a good highlight there of what the issues are. And I think maybe give the final word to you, Larry. Just what are you calling on Minister Flanagan and others to do?
To make the funding available immediately to keep the creche going until the end of the year. Then we have to sit down, as you would do any organisation, work out a budget for the following year. Again, self-fundraise, all of that kind of stuff. But look, it's an integral part of the community. It's massive. I can tell you that. All the knock-on effects, if it was to close, I think Elizabeth and Michelle have quite well explained the knock-on effects if it was to close. So I would again appeal to the Minister to come up with the goods here and keep the creche open.
Okay, well, look, I think that's clear enough. And any final word from you, Michelle?
Just reiterate, Larry, that you're saying there, something needs to be done now about it and something to be put in place for a secure future for the creche. And it's the lifeline and the heart and soul of the community in Darndale. Everybody knows all the children and all the workers around the area in it. And it's a community-run creche, and that's where the community spirit lies, is in the youth of Darndale and around Dublin 17, so it needs to stay open.
Okay, thanks very much. Thanks to Michelle Curley there on the phone. Thanks to Elizabeth Ward here in the studio, both parents of children who have either passed through or are currently going through the creche facility there in Darndale, and to Councillor Larry O'Toole as well for bringing that to our attention. Thanks very much to all of you today.